Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully your commute is going well. You're blessed and safe. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. And welcome to Trump Tuesday, where we actually are going to be going over some of the specs from the fraudulent election that shows that the election was absolutely stolen.
And we still call it Trump Tuesday because we don't want you to settle in to this their new abnormal and just accept it. I mean, you need to remember continuously, we need to remind ourselves that this is a regime that is in there unlawfully. The evidence is abundant, and Trump is our rightful president that was voted in.
Yep, so that's right. That's right. Anyway, and so this is even a canvassing audit that was done separately than the electoral audit,
right.
You know, the electoral administered
in Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. And there's new things shaking up in Georgia now. A judge just made a ruling giving them, 20 days to get it's a chain of custody issue. And so I don't know. We'll be following that.
That and Wisconsin as well. It
oh,
says
yeah.
here it looks like Arizona is going to be the first domino to fall in the right direction.
I love it. That's what we've been needing, wanting, hoping for. Absolutely.
I know. Well, we've all known it. It's just been a really, really long wait. And I think that they thought that if they talked long enough, we'd all forget about it and be distracted with
right.
other things. But something as catastrophic as that, where we're going to end up being owned by China if we don't fix this,
right.
Is not something that we're going to let go.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Of course, on that, we could do another whole 30-minute segment on what China's got going on right now.
No,
a new intelligence analyst basically saying that their move against Taiwan now is imminent. Not necessarily in motion at this minute, but everything is oriented that it can, you pretty much guarantee it's going to happen. So,
oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for Taiwan because those guys are ready for the battle. I mean, every single last one of those people in Taiwan said that they will fight till the last man is standing.
Right, and they still have aircraft parked on their highways. They're using their highways as emergency runways. I mean, there's like runway markings on their freeways.
Right.
And they're with the fighter aircraft and stuff parked along. You can see them in the median parked along the side. What was that? Somebody sent me somebody on Twitter is doing a really good job of following what's happening in the South China Sea and what China's doing in Taiwan. They're just, that's their bailiwick, man. That's their thing that they were born for, is to track what's going on there. And they do a good job. I'll have to try to pull that up too.
But you did it again. You said the word.
Bailiwick,
yes.
You
said the B word.
Yeah, it's a real word. Confound some people.
That word.
Right.
Like
ludicrous. I had a listener. He's like, he comes up with his wife at some event. It was a patriot event. He goes, "You say it, ludicrous." I was like, "Ludicrous," and he looks at his wife. See, it's a real word because he used it one time, and she's like, "What? Ludicrous?
Yeah,
that's not even a word."
See, that's one of those new word every day dictionary items.
Right, expand your vocabulary. Little apps that you can get.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's funny. Well, we do got a couple of announcements that I wanted to throw out there before we get to the word of the day. We've got some events coming up. First of all, we promoted right before the heat, 107-degree heat came out, that there's some patriots that we know that are friends of ours that have been faithfully all year long. They stand out there holding the American flags, don't tread on me flags, Trump 2020, you know, Trump won, you know, all these patriotic flags. Kitty Corner from Kootenai Medical Center on 95 and I'm just drawing a blank on the name, but it's in the you get off of I-90 on the highway 95 exit and take a right, like you're going to Kootenai Medical Center. But take a left at the light instead of going into Kootenai Medical Center. Go into the Albertsons parking lot. So right there on the corner, I almost had it again, the name of the street. I should know this. But for all of you that live in the, you know, Coeur d'Alene, Spokane areas and you're familiar with Coeur d'Alene, you know what I'm talking about. They invited more patriots to join them every Tuesday and Thursday at noon.
Yep.
And also on Saturdays, but anyway, just definitely on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And join them at noon.
Yep.
And show right. your patriotism. And they got so many people, honking and supporting them. Of course, this is, you know, conservative red state country. You know, you wouldn't know it by the governor that we have.
Or by most of the elected Republicans, for that matter.
Right. No kidding. Yeah, they're all rhinos. I mean, this whole system needs to just be flipped upside down.
Yep.
But anyway, they're standing their ground. And another one in now that's every Tuesday and Thursday. There's a special event coming up on September 25th that we are co-sponsoring. It's called Rally for Health Freedom, a family-friendly rally celebrating faith, family, and freedom. This is on September 25th, Saturday. It's going to be at 10 a.m., at down at the clock tower at Riverfront Park. So there's going to be food, music, guest speakers, face painting, a job fair. That's going to be cool. Vendor booths. Now, unfortunately, we will not be able to attend this particular event, but we are promoting it and we're happy to sponsor it. It's also co-sponsored by Church and State, Understanding the Threat, On Fire Ministries, and Patriot Radio, which, of course, you know, that's Matt Shea's radio program over there. So Radio Free Redoubt is a co-sponsor of that, even though we won't be able to make it to this event. That's, again, September 25th, 10 a.m. They're going to march downtown at 12 at noon, but it starts in Riverfront Park at the Great Northern Clock Tower. Lots of patriots are going to be there. And it's going to be a really cool event. And then there's one other that I want to pull up here, and this is going to be Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon is going to be doing a special presentation in Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
On October 5th, I believe that was. I'm trying to pull that one up again.
And it's on a Tuesday.
Correct. Tuesday, October 5th. To be exact, that's going to be in the evening at 7 p.m. at the Coeur d'Alene Resort and Convention Center. This is Trevor Loudon. He's a
I'm totally excited about that.
International, yeah. United Nations threat, global subject matter expert.
Right.
And so you definitely want to see this. It's only $10.
He's the one that did that documentary Enemies Within.
Yes.
where he documented all the communists that are in our elected positions. I mean, like
right.
high up positions, and he actually has video of them admitting it, that they're part of the Communist Party.
Exactly.
And these are people that were all, you know, running as Democrats and on the ticket as Democrats, and all the famous ones. He's got
That's
them
right.
all on video. And so he did an outstanding job with that.
Yeah, he always does. And he always adds more new relevant material all the time. But this one is titled China's War Inside America and How We Need to Fight Back. Excuse me. And this is a John Birch Society sponsored event. We're strong supporters of the John Birch Society. Just really so powerful watchdogs against communism and threats to our country.
Yep.
They do a great job. So once again, that's Tuesday, October 5th at 7 p.m. You can get there as early as 6. The doors open at 6, and it's only $10 a person. But under 18 is free, and the tickets are available at the door. That's Trevor Loudon. Don't miss it. And we will be there for
yep,
that for sure.
Definitely.
All right. Now, let's get the word of the day.
Yes, the word of the day. Okay, so this is really cool because it's twofold. I had wanted to share some information with our listeners because it says biblically that if we know about the feasts and different seasons, that we are to share that information as a warning so that people aren't left behind or left unaware, ignorant, etc.
Right.
And so when we were talking about Feast of Trumpets and this had already happened according to the modern Jewish calendar, right? That was like this September 6th through the 8th.
Right.
And there was all, there's this massive potential symbolically of rapture happening during the Feast of Trumpets.
Right.
And so we brought all that information to you guys. And one of the major references for Feast of Trumpets is to always be looking up. And the other thing is the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish ones who don't have the oil in their lamps, and the other 5 that are prepared and they're wise and they do have oil in their lamps and they're prepared to go. And so the foolish virgins are the ones that are sent back into town to get the oil that they're missing, because the other ones can't share it, otherwise they won't be able to go.
Right.
And so what happens is the 5 foolish virgins, they get back too late and they miss the boat, more or less. Yep. And so the point of that is that there's something else that I wanted to share about the oil in the lamp. I think is referring to the holy oil of anointing, because the Jews used to anoint the heads of their kings and priests. And in fact, it says, like if you're going to ask the question, what is the power of anointing oil? And it says the primary purpose of anointing with the holy anointing oil was to sanctify, to set the anointed person or object apart as Kodesh, which is Hebrew for holy. And you can find that information in Exodus chapter 30, verse 29. And originally the oil was used exclusively for the priests and the tabernacle articles, but its use was later extended to include kings. And you can find that information out in 1 Samuel chapter 10,
right,
verse 1. And so the fact that they're referring to having enough oil in your lamps refers to your walk with the Holy Spirit. Are you living in the Holy Spirit? Are you filled?
Right.
Are you filled? Right. Are your characteristics daily fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Or are your characteristics daily fruit of the flesh? Right.
I mean,
anger, wrath, quick temper, you know, all the different vices.
Right.
Those are the opposite of being filled with the Holy Spirit and living through that anointing. And so I had been wanting to talk about that last night and this morning anyway, and just kind of in the back of my mind. And so when I turned randomly, I turned to the introduction of Luke, where it describes the Holy Spirit at work in the book of Luke. And that reads, first, the Holy Spirit's action is seen in the lives of various faithful people connected with the births of John the Baptist and Jesus, as well as in the fact that John fulfilled his ministry under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So there we have the anointing, referring to the Holy Spirit and symbolically as the anointing holy oil.
Right.
And the same Spirit enabled Jesus to carry out his messianic role. Second, the Holy Spirit enables Jesus to fulfill his ministry, the Spirit-anointed Messiah. And so in verse 1, in chapter 1, verse 15 of Luke, it reads, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink," referring to John the Baptist. "He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." And so that's referring to also the baptism. Mm-hmm. The baptism is having the Holy Spirit come down upon you. You're born in heaven spiritually at that point. And so I just wanted to bring that information to you at the same crazy time that I ran across. This is, I guess it's threefold this morning.
Yeah.
What a whomper. So I ran across this video, which we're going to post this video on our website so you guys can go and look at it, because the same guy that did all the great information about the Feast of Trumpets, Mark Biltz.
Yeah.
So extremely thorough. He has another guy that is a mathematician that has reworked a few things and kind of brought it to the front that that there is still the possibility of the month being a month off because right. of well, the way you're going to have to, you're just going to trust me on this one. This is just a another possible Feast of Trumpets date, right. according to your talking stars, astronomers,
yeah.
mathematicians, it, engineers, it, right?
Exactly. And I just wanted to say that, you know, the Lord put the stars in place, the moon and the stars, for times and seasons.
Right.
So we would know what
they're. So we would know.
And Jesus even chastised the Pharisees. You know, they're like, you can tell when it's going to rain. You can tell when the weather's changing, but you can't even tell the times, you know, that we're in. And they right. should, in other words, you should know this. You should be able to discern the times that you're in because of the signs, right? And so this mathematician, don't take our word for it. Don't trust us. But just listen to the information. Because he does a really great job of explaining, goes back mathematically, and when they redid the Jewish calendar in the 1300s or 300s, I can't remember. He explains it. They're off. They added a 13th month, and there is no 13th month.
Yeah, God's calendar doesn't have a 13th month.
Right. It set everything off by 1 month. So everybody's looking at the new moon between the September 6th through the 8th, right? Thinking this is the Feast of Trumpets. This is a window when Christ could return, a 2-day window. Remember, Jesus said, you won't know the day
right.
or the hour. Well, because the Feast of Trumpets covers 2 days.
Right.
But anyway, he's saying it's off. It's actually October 6th through the 8th.
October 7th to the 9th.
7th through the 9th, right.
2021. And also because, well, yeah, like
yeah,
I said,
don't
listen to us. This is just another thing. Like, you know, we were talking God. We could imagine God doing this. Like,
men
thinking they're so smart, right?
Right. Got it figured out.
Yeah, and then here at the very last minute, here comes some brainiac mathematician
that nobody's listening to,
right?
Going, hey.
Right. Who is not necessarily a good speaker, or will have a hard time keeping your attention, but his information is kind of fascinating. So let's just put that out there to you, because we are told to warn you, and we are the watchman on the wall, and so we've done our job.
There you go. And Jesus said, "Look up."
That's right. Keep looking up. You know, there's nothing wrong with continuing to look up. And here's another way to be looking up with potential and possibility. And so what you want to do is just get onto YouTube and do a search for update the rapture at True Feast of Trumpets, October 7th to 9th, 2021. And so again, we still don't know the hour. We still don't know the day.
Right.
It's just, this is another potential time frame.
Window.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it aligns with everything biblically, which is a little interesting as well. So, considering nothing else lines up perfectly biblically.
Right.
And so check it out. Check it out, and we'll put the link there as well. We just don't want anybody to miss the boat.
We've had so many listeners say, you know, this is fascinating because I've been a Christian all my life. I've never paid any attention to the feasts or what they meant, the fall feast, the spring feast, what they represent or what they foreshadow, and how significant they were. I mean, God told us so much. And like I said last week, just as sure as the spring feasts were a foreshadowing of Christ's, his coming, his death and his resurrection, it all came true.
Right.
So we can rest assured that the fall feasts are foreshadowings of, you know, his return and, his atonement for the church and his people and his return are also going to come true.
That's right.
Because why would only half of that prophecy, half of that come true? And then not, how can we call ourselves believers not expecting the fall feast, which have not yet come true or, you know, unfolded?
Been fulfilled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How can we believe that those won't be fulfilled? They are going to be. And he even told us when it was going to happen, not the exact day or the hour, but what to watch for.
That's right.
So that's what we should do as believers. That's part of the Bible.
Right.
It's not just a Jewish thing.
And we're also taking the stance that we're not so arrogant that we could go, oh, poo-poo, that's not, you know, we don't have to pay attention to that.
Right.
Let's just not be foolish, foolish virgins and be caught off guard to where he shows up like a thief in the night and we miss the boat.
Right, and we have no oil in our lamp. Oops.
Right, right.
Yeah, don't want that.
Nope.
All right, well, okay, let's see. Let's go ahead and take a break and come back with kind of a short segment too, but there's definitely some very important things we want to be hitting on, so we're looking forward to that. But this is just, this is so cool and fascinating, and I'm glad we took the extra time to dive into it.
Me
so thank
too.
You
absolutely
that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, what a blessing.
The Lord's awesome.
All right, then, with that, we will go ahead and take a break. Segment one brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, helping to provide legal defense in times of self-defense, whether you are faced with a civil or legal, civil or criminal legal situation or a red flag law type situation. That insurance, just $11 a month for Radio Free Redoubt listeners and Amron members. You can't afford not to have it. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the U.S. Law Shield banner on the right-hand side of the page. And stick around. We'll be back right after these messages.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times, and it is spelled C-A-T-I. Just think, come and take it. KatieArmor.com. Check them out. Lady Liberty, segment two, good morning.
Well, good morning to you and everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday, and I've just got to dive right into this grassroots canvas report. Tally
from Arizona.
That is so exciting. We've been waiting forever for this. We even had to wait for the postponement through the Afghanistan withdrawal so they could take attention away from the audit results.
Yep.
Right.
Nice move.
And so we've got here in this canvassing report, 173,104 lost votes, 96,389 ghost votes.
Jeez.
And then let's see. And this is so. This is just one county canvassing, right?
Wow.
And so Biden only won Arizona by like 10,000 votes. And here it's been confirmed over 173,000 lost votes, 96,000 ghost votes.
With all that cheating, he still only won by 10,000 votes.
I know.
Well, I mean, cheated one, didn't really win, but you know.
Right.
They were still able to pull it off, pull them ahead by 10,000 votes, and they had to do that much cheating to do it.
Right.
Unreal.
Yeah. And so it says here there are two primary categories of ineligible ballots and election mishandling encompassing hundreds of thousands of votes render the 2020 general election in Maricopa County uncertifiable. An estimated 173,104 votes are missing or lost, as reported to our volunteers who went door to door verifying registration and voting information for thousands of residents. These are American citizens living in Maricopa County who cast a vote primarily by mail in the election, and yet there is no record of their vote with the county, and it was not counted in the reported vote totals for the election.
Wow.
Imagine that. Additionally, an estimated 96,389 mail-in votes were cast under the names of registered voters who were either unknown to the residents of the registration address or who were verified as having moved away prior to October 2020. other irregularities were uncovered during the canvass at a smaller scale, including votes cast by mail from vacant lots, votes recorded from residents who had not actually voted, etc. And so there's a whole lot more details, but we don't have time to go into that today.
Right.
But exactly. Yeah, you can find that article on the Gateway Pundit.
The Gateway Pundit. Thank you. And it's good to finally see those numbers. We saw that the results were from the canvassing didn't look good.
Right.
It showed fraud, but we haven't really seen hard numbers yet. So this was really good.
Yep. Absolutely uncertifiable.
Right. Do you have 1 minute's worth of strategy to share with us?
Absolutely. Yes. And it's about having effective results in war. And so let me just dive right in real quickly and start reading. During this survey, one impression became increasingly strong that throughout the ages, effective results in war have rarely been attained unless the approach has had such indirectness as to ensure the opponent's unreadiness to meet it. The indirectness has usually been physical and always psychological. In strategy, the longest way around is often the shortest way home. More and more clearly has the lesson emerged that a direct approach to one's mental object or physical objective along the line of natural expectation for the opponent tends to produce negative results. The reason has been expressed vividly in Napoleon's dictum that the moral is to the physical as 3-1. It may be expressed scientifically by saying that while the strength of an opposing force or country lies outwardly in its numbers and resources, these are fundamentally dependent upon stability of the control, morale, and supply. To move along the line of natural expectation consolidates the opponent's balance and thus increases his resisting power. In war, as in wrestling, the attempt to throw the opponent without loosening his foothold and upsetting his balance results in self-exhaustion, increasing in disproportionate ratio to the effective strain put upon him. Success by such a method only becomes possible through an immense margin of superior strength in some form, and, even so, tends to lose decisiveness. In most campaigns, the dislocation of the enemy's psychological and physical balance has been the vital prelude to a successful attempt at his overthrow.
There you go. Well, you did squeeze that in. That was tight. All right, we're out of time. That's from Strategy by Hart, H-A-R-T. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here. You be safe. Have a blessed day.
That's right. Have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.